Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is in massive trouble. Massive trouble. Since when does a fake president who got 81 million votes get a challenger for his fake second term? Since when? Since Joe Biden got shoehorned into the Oval Office in a coup. That's when. Folks, do you understand what's happening here? RFK Jr. declared, you remember I talked about this, first man dancing. Then Dean Phillips, a Democrat out of Minnesota, came along and I said, if he becomes a second man dancing, watch what happens. And Dean Phillips gave his interview, and we're going to talk about this in just a bit. And it was on Meet the Press, and he was like, you know, we need to primary Joe Biden, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he gave all these, you know, I like Joe Biden. Do we have the clip? Actually, before we get to that, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm telling you, we will have the site set up for you to be one of our 500 donors. We've already got a few that have contacted me, and we appreciate every one of you. And you are relentless. I appreciate you in more ways than you know. And other folks that have, you know, that are on the list because you've been grandfathered, thank you. Those of you who are already donating something, we will allocate it to one of those. So I'm thinking of like Dale, one of the brothers I talk about all the time. I think they give us $25 a month or something. So we'll grandfather those and put them into something. It's not a whole lot. But for the ones who were doing it before, and for those of you who are stepping up, can't thank you enough. And I will mention you, and we're going to recognize you on the website. You will be getting special stuff from me that nobody else is going to see. We're going to give you a discount in the merch store, everything. We are going to cater to you because you deserve it. You absolutely do. And let me tell you something. The numbers are beginning to rise. People are reading our articles and all that. And that is because you are spreading the word. So I can't thank you enough. What we do here, you know, people, I go to their houses. Hey, my buddy Kevin, he's a star. I'm no star. The only thing that makes me relevant is you. And you may think, look, we don't count the audience. I have no way to do that. I'm shadow banned. I don't know. I do know this. From time to time, I will do a call out for something, and somebody will step up. And that's why I know it's out there. And it's God's grace that it happens at the right time to remind us all that when it seems dark, when you feel like, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to keep this thing together? Something happens. And I'm a firm believer in that. Get on my knees at night. I'm like, God, I don't know what the deal is here. But you know what? I got to give it to you. I got to let you take, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, my goodness. It makes me chuckle. But it's so true. And it's so difficult to do because, let me tell you, man, it can get dark. And I'm proud to tell you guys, when I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Dale, and he said to me, Kevin, you don't, people don't know what's going on. You know, you keep it up. And I'm, you know, keep your spirits high. And I go, man, what else can you do? You know, I mean, that's really it. It isn't, I'm not some crazy optimist that's just like, no matter what. You know, I'm the guy that believes in a loving, living God who says, Kevin, I'll take care of you, man. And it isn't always the way I want. I'll be blunt. It's not. But it happens. And I'm telling you, that trust is some, and look, I'm not trying to make this a sermon. I'm not. But that trust is amazing. And it can get tested. And I know God is listening to me now going, I ain't through. Trust me. I know. But it's okay. That's how life works. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with us. But going back to this, let's get this clip. This is because I predicted this, what was going to happen right now. I explained that RFK Jr. would be nonplussed in this election had it not been for his iconic name, a Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But more importantly, Kennedy was the first person to start dancing at the picnic. And the first person that dances at the picnic looks silly. But then the second person gets up and starts dancing and causes the party. And that's when everybody starts dancing. And folks, what I'm telling you is the dancing has begun. Because Representative Dean Phillips out of Minnesota, who claimed he wasn't going to declare, "I'm not going to run," he's announced that he's going to run. But I want you to hear what he said on Meet the Press before he announced he was going to run. And we covered this on another show, but it's been a while. But I told you this was coming.
We turn now to Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips, who might, in fact, be able to answer a question he's given some energy to. Are you going to run for president against Joe Biden?
Well, Major, I have not decided yet.
Oh, yes, he had. He had decided. But that's not the part I want to get to. I want to cut to the chase here real quick, because we're going to run out of time in this segment. Because we got a ton of show for you today, folks. I mean, good stuff. And when I say good stuff, I mean, I'm not telling you the world is in a great shape, because it's not. But that means it's good for us, because when leftism spirals on itself and it implodes, that means we get sanity back. Here's a little bit more of what Dean Phillips had to say at Meet the Press.
But I will tell you why I'm here. And I lost my dad in Vietnam in 1969. Lived with my great-grandparents for 2.5 years. My mom was 24 and widowed. Was adopted when I was 3 by an extraordinary dad into a remarkable family. I know a little something about living on both sides of advantage. And I woke up the morning after the 2016 election, the one you just spoke about, saw fear in my daughter's eyes, my 2 daughters. I recognize at that moment that millions of Americans have had that same fear for generations, and I promised them I would do something. I ran for Congress, and I ran a campaign that was about everybody being invited. That was my slogan. I listened to Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and I discovered that everybody wants the same thing. Everybody. We want to be safe. We want to have security, both economic and otherwise. We want opportunity, and we want unity.
I'm going to stop it there, because we'll cover the rest of this in the next segment, but here's what I want to tell you. That's a campaign commercial. This is a guy telling you, here's my past, here's why I'm doing it, here's why I got into it, here's my commercial, here's my resume, and guess what? None of these things, none of the things that I stand for, none of the things that I think you stand for, are we getting. And that's why I'm not announcing that I'm announcing. That's what you heard. That's what I heard, because that's what it was. Dean Phillips admitted that none of the things that he stands for in the Democratic Party have been accomplished by Joe Biden. And he's right. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Joe Biden has got a host of heaping, helping bad news coming, boy. It's going to get ugly for this guy. Already has. And you guys have heard me talking about Joe Biden as dead man walking. Don't mean it NSA, CIA, that anybody's going to assassinate him. I'm talking about politically. He's dead man walking. The guy that got 81 million votes is going to get a challenger. Not one, the first challenger, but the second challenger. And right now we're playing the clip of Dean Phillips, where he was on Meet the Press a month ago, back in August. And I told you then, he's going to declare. He will be the second man dancing. But look, Dean Phillips isn't the threat. That's not what we're talking about here on the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen because of this. This is the problem. Anyway, I want to play the rest of this Dean Phillips piece that where he extols the virtues of Joe Biden, but, and that but is the critical thing. Here's the rest of that clip.
Serving our country in Congress has been a joy. I know you don't hear that too often. It has been a joy. And I've discovered that everybody in the middle, the massive majority of Americans, are sick of angertainment, telling us we're more divided than we really are. They're sick of members of Congress, state houses, attacking each other instead of attacking problems. They want their families back, their friendships back, their communities back. They want unity. And I want to give voice to them. Yeah. And then secondly, I want to give voice to Democrats. I'm a lifelong, passionate Democrat, inspired by Hubert Humphrey and Martin Luther King. Democrats are telling me that they want not a coronation, but they want a competition. The New York Times poll from this week shows 55% of Democratic voters want some alternatives to the current people in the primary. 83% of those under 30, Democrats under 30, want alternatives, and about 76% of independents. So I just want to make my case.
When are you going to decide?
I think, well, let me get to my point.
Okay.
So if we don't heed...
I've given you some room.
Yes, you have. If we don't heed that call, shame on us. And the consequences, I believe, are going to be disastrous. So my call is to those who are well-positioned, well-prepared, of good character and competency, they know who they are, to jump in, because Democrats and the country need competition. It makes everything better. That's my call to them right now.
So if they don't, you will.
I'm not saying I will. Look, I think I'm well-positioned to be president of the United States.
You do.
I do not believe I'm well-positioned to run for it right now. People who are should jump in, because we need to meet the moment. The moment is now. That is what the country is asking.
I gave you some running room, so let's tighten up the answers if we can. Can President Biden beat Donald Trump?
I think he can. But I think the only way to determine that objectively is to go through a process. By the way, before it's too late. And I want to tell you this about President Biden, an amazing man. Mm-hmm. I love the man. He is competent. He is honorable. His integrity, I believe, is unvarnished. He has led this country through extraordinarily difficult times. This is not about him. This is about listening to people. And I'm afraid in this bubble here in Washington, people get real tone deaf real fast, and we should be listening. That's what this is about. It's my call to action.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. He effectively declared his unlying love for Joe Biden. Can Biden beat Trump? Yes. Yes, okay. If he can beat Trump, why not let him beat him? Why not work in another capacity? I mean, it's so completely duplicitous, it's easy to see what this guy is saying. But look, we've got to go through the process. And then he goes on, I find him competent, I find him honorable, unvarnished. But we got to listen to the people. There was always the but we got to listen to the people. Well, if there are buts, what are you telling us? Think of what he said. I'm sick of angertainment. We got to bring families back. We got to bring friendships back. We got to bring unity. Wait a minute. I thought that's what Biden brought to the table, was unity. I thought he brought this decency. You know, the competent, honorable, unvarnished Joe Biden, that's going to be the Democrats' biggest issue. The biggest thing that they got to do, they got to figure out how to get rid of Joe Biden without people not understanding that he's incompetent, he is not honorable, and he is completely varnished. And you know what the people are telling him? Because this guy says, well, yeah, we're listening to the people. The people are telling us this. The people are telling him Joe Biden can't win. He's none of the things that you say. This is all kabuki theater to make you believe that a guy, oh, I don't want, I mean, look, it's not me. It isn't me. I'm not doing it. What is it? I'm prepared to be, but I'm not, I forget how he put it, but essentially he says he could be president, but he's not prepared to be president or something along those lines. That's when you know they're going to do it. Remember Barack Obama's, I'm not ready. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to be president. And then as soon as he gets an army, well, we'll see. He declared his unlying love. See, I speak left-hard. And I recognize what Phillips was saying on that day. I knew exactly what he was saying. He said the majority of the Democrats want a competition, not a coronation. If you've served one term and it's a two-term thing for the presidency, who doesn't re-elect their president? Who doesn't? If you think that Joe Biden is competent, honorable, unvarnished, and he's done his job, because Gavin Newsom said the same thing, if that's the case, why are you getting rid of him? Why are you dumping the apple cart? In that interview, he spilled the beans on what happened in 2020, ergo the cheat. Because why would Phillips want to replace the man who got more votes than any other person who's run for office in the history of America, of the presidency in America? The man who, by Phillips' own account, has done a great job, who, I'm going to repeat again, is competent, honorable, and unvarnished. And at the time when he did this interview, he pretended that he was not the right person. I'm not saying me. There are people who are better positioned than I. That's essentially what he said. And I told you then, I said, no matter what he tells you, he's going to run. But that's not the bigger issue here. Here's what he said more recently. I will not sit still. I will not be quiet in the face of numbers that are so clearly saying that we're going to be facing an emergency next November. Now, that's where I get into this. Joe Biden, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's polling here in a bit. This is what cracks me up. The alarms are going off all around the Democrats. Joe Biden has given us the worst economy, Bidenflation, in decades. Everybody's feeling it. I'm talking about up and down the food chain. I got a buddy, he's a multimillionaire, sold his place, got to a smaller place, rolled up. I mean, he sold off little companies, took his investments in. I talked to a second buddy of mine who was, he's rolling in dough. Kevin, we're restructuring this. That. I can name you five people that I've talked to who are very wealthy who say, I'm restructuring. I'm not talking about average Joes like us. You guys have heard me talk about it. I dumped cable. I mean, we're looking at phone plans. You name it. This economy has crushed us. So what is it that Joe Biden has brought? What this guy is telling you is Joe Biden has brought nothing but misery.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. The United Auto Workers strike is over after 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. The newly proposed deals encompass enhanced wages and benefits, a reduction of time to reach top wages from 8 to 3 years, and the provision for the right to strike in case of plant closures. Ratification by union members is now needed. The Bureau of Labor is reporting that Halloween candy costs are up 13% this year. Candy is more expensive due to rising costs of ingredients, labor, and transportation. The World Series resumes in Phoenix tonight. The series between the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tied at one game apiece. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The worst thing that could happen to Joe Biden just happened, and it was already set up in August, and I told you it was going to happen. And it's one of the many signs that are out there to tell you that Joe Biden's not going to be it. Now, once we get rid of Biden, we're going to focus on what's going to happen next, as I already told you where it's going. And you'll get some hints from it today. Well, they won't be hints. I'll tell you outright what I think it is, but it will develop differently as we get beyond where we are right now. So here's where we're at. Dean Phillips, who in August said he wasn't going to, didn't want to declare if he was going to run for president, said he wasn't prepared and all that, gave Joe Biden all the seal of approval. Joe Biden's a great guy, but the people have spoken. The people have been speaking for 2 years. The only year Joe Biden had that was of any significance was year one, of his fake presidency, and he ran on Donald Trump muscle memory. That's it. Ever since then, the stock market is triaged, the economy's in shambles, people can't pay their bills, people are having to pull in all kinds of ways. There's hardly any a real economist out there who isn't telling people, look, take a cautious approach. And we feel it, because I told you, I've had a donor who is normally donated to our 501c3, and he's been a decent donor, but he was going to give us an endowment to do a project that was going to be a seven-figure endowment, and he lost $4.5 million in the time of Joe Biden. And he called me to say, Kev, I'm so sorry, because we were planning this thing, ready to roll it out. He says, I'm so sorry, I can't do it. This is a guy worth millions of dollars who said, I got to back away. And suddenly, you know, he's back to just kind of being, a relatively small donor to our 501c3. But that's what was going to happen. And I can give you lots of these indications, folks. And I'm talking about people that are worth a minimum of $5 million and upwards of $100 million that are saying, we're restructuring, we're rethinking. And if you have that group screaming, look at your friends. Let me put it to you this way. I will bet you money there's nobody listening to this program right now that hasn't had somebody say to them, either they themselves or somebody say to them, we are scaling back. We don't do this anymore. We don't do that. And I can practically guarantee you anybody that's been out to eat or you buy food for your family, you have felt the Bidenflation. And I'm not it's not like a little slap in the face. It is a punch in the gut. Goodness. I went to go get some Doritos, ranch flavored Doritos. Okay, yeah, there's my guilty pleasure. $6 a bag. These are things you could get for $2.79 to maybe $3 and something. It's almost double. And you know what? The bag is smaller. I know, because I know what to look for. So here's my thing about to the Democrats. If Biden is so good and they're all talking about how great things are going, why do you want to primary him? Why do you want to challenge him? Well, he's getting older. Okay, what have we been saying about his age? We've been telling you he's a feeble old man aging in dog years. That's what I've been saying. And I mean it. I'm not even trying to be funny. When I tell you, listen to Joe Biden. When they pump him up and he's doing his first series of meetings, he chums out, "Hey, how's it going?" And by the end of the day, he's talking like this. And he's doing this. Because they can't keep him going. And nobody wants to tell you the truth. Because Democrats are professional liars. They don't want to tell you this old man's feeble. He should be nowhere near politics at this point. He goes on to say, this election, he says, it cracks me up. I'm talking about Dean Phillips. I think President Biden has done a spectacular job for our country. But it's not about the past, he says. This is an election about the future. That is the biggest complete crock of BS, bovine excrement you will ever hear. And Gavin Newsom says the same thing. Oh, yeah. We need to move past the notion that he's not going to run. And speaking of Joe Biden, we have the clip.
I think we need to move past this notion that he's not going to run. President Biden is going to run, and looking forward to getting reelected. I think there's been so much wallowing in the last few months and hand-wringing in this respect. But we're gearing up for the campaign. We're looking forward to it.
But you hear these calls privately. What do you tell these donors who are wallowing in this?
Time to move on. Let's go.
And there you have it. Gavin Newsom declaring. It was funny because Chuck Todd was the one who was interviewing him, and he and the actual host of the program that day went on to talk about that was Gavin Newsom doing what he needed to do, showing support, but he's going to run. And they said it may not be now, it'll be in 2028. And they were saying Reagan was the only California governor to win the presidency, and Gavin Newsom is reading all about Reagan. And if you'll notice, he's trying to shift his positions on something to make himself look more moderate. And as you guys know, recently made a trip to Israel and China. And he came back. I just saw a story about it. And he said, oh, we're shoring up our relationship in California with the Chinese government, with Xi. So he's trying to make himself look more Mr. International, Mr. Cosmopolitan, and I've got this. And, you know, I've talked to our partners in Israel, and I can already tell you what he's going to be saying. On the campaign trail, I flew to Israel. I met with Netanyahu. I went to China. I met with Chairman Xi. And he's going to make it appear as though that means something. Because in the political optics, it does. Doesn't mean this is a guy that has ruined San Francisco. I don't know if we did a story about him yet with his affairs, but if we haven't, we certainly will. I can't remember because I've talked about it so often. I don't remember where we've actually posted it. But anyway, there's that. And as I've mentioned to you before, politics to him it's a style show. It's how high can I get and what are the fruits of when I get there? Who can I help? Who's going to benefit? And he's already told you. He has no issue with what Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have done. People help each other when they get to that level. How do you think he's gotten there? They carved this guy out. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he was made in a lab, a leftist lab. No substance, just looks. And yeah, because Democrats don't care. How does he look in his suit? Has he got good teeth? Look at his hair. Oh, he's so dreamy. So what? He's a lunatic. So what? He's freaking Bundy. You know, yeah, he looked great. The co-eds thought he was a handsome guy till he bludgeoned their heads in. Yeah, not so handsome now. Well, that's what Gavin Newsom is, a guy who wants to, you know, get with you, and then you find out, boy, he is really into some strange stuff. Suddenly, he's not so good looking. Anyway, Phillips has jumped in. Dean Phillips. Let me tell you what's going to happen next. Things are going to heat up on Biden to such a degree that he will admit. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Joe Biden and his family are going to say, Joe Biden is no longer capable of being president. We're going to go ahead and he's going to step down. We're going to bring in Kamala Harris. It's going to play out. And the only thing is they're going to admit that Joe is demented. It's their only way they can go. And then, because you're feeling sorry for him, they're going to say, what are we going to do to him? He won't even know he's in jail. He won't even know he's going through impeachment. Let's just let this guy go and no problem. No harm, no foul. Please, people, have some sympathy. Kamala Harris steps in. She's going to officially pardon Joe and everybody in the food chain, everybody who participated in the coup, everybody who participated in the cover-ups for Joe Biden, FBI, NSA, DIA, CIA, all of them. They will all get a blank. I mean, I promise you that list exists right now. There's not even any question in my mind. That list is in somebody's possession. And here's what's going to happen with Kamala Harris. The Congressional Black Circus clowns are already saying, when she becomes president, black folks are going, ooh, it's going to be something special for us. And they've already been told by the powers that be, enjoy it for your minute. Enjoy it. She can do some things to help black folks. We will let you get whatever. I mean, they ain't going to pass reparations, but black folks are going to get a little bit of something. And that's going to secure Kamala Harris's future as best they can. Of course, the left is going to love her because they will have let everybody go free that went after Trump. And now the stage is set where if Trump comes in, they can't do anything. He can't do anything, not to the people that got that harmed him. That's what's going to happen. Kamala Harris is then going to be told, you're done. Your career is over. Powers that be are going to make her aware your political career ends here. And then Newsom will be the chosen one. And others are going to fight for the scraps. That's how this will play out. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots of pain and suffering in the world, folks, and it's the Democrats' fault. Democrats' fault here in America. These are the people that export pain and suffering. Oh, they pretend not to. They don't want to look around and understand that their policies are not just hurting America's Americans. Their policies hurt the world. The world watches us. And it wonders, what in the world is going on in America? That's not what we want to go to. They still want to get here, but they get here in hopes of changing it. Think about all these people. Talk to some of these immigrants that come from Ukraine and all the stands and anywhere in Africa. They come here because they like what we represent, not these other guys. And they hate watching this country go the way. I can't tell you the number of immigrants I've talked to that says, Kevin, you're going the way of our country. You know, I came to get away from this. How many? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Lots of pain and suffering. Here's what I want you to ask yourself. Honest question. What if this were the Trump world? Imagine the Trump world. Trump has a second term. Are we going through any of this? Are we fighting in Ukraine? Did Russia even invade? Are we having to bolster Israel more than what we would normally do? Do you think our clandestine services would have missed this other thing? Do you think that we'd have Muslim Brotherhood and Iranians in high levels of government infiltrating us? Do you think, think about everything that's happened. A lot of people are thinking about this. They remember that only a few years ago, they weren't worried about what was going on with inflation. They had jobs that could pay their bills. And while they may have been trained to hate Donald Trump, let me tell you something, their lives were much better, and now they can make a contrast. And that's scary for the Democrats. Even that billionaire, Chamath, whatever his name is, he was like, you know what? I've been brainwashed. Hate Trump. Hate his ideas. Even though those ideas were great ideas, and he named them. We have that clip. I'm not going to play it now. I may play it in the second hour. It's so worth hearing because he talks about when Trump said, here's what we need to do. Let's borrow money now while the money is $0. Let's do it now. He talked about all the things it's Donald Trump. We hate Donald Trump. So what? It's a great idea. We should be building a wall. We should go for energy independence. What did Trump do that had this nation, I'm talking about, running at a good pace? We were going to win the marathon, not just the race. Forget the sprint. We were going to win the marathon. And now where are we? And in case you wonder how Joe Biden's approval numbers are so low, I give you the contrast between him and Donald Trump. And if you want to understand how the coup worked, contrast Joe Biden's numbers and what they're still Joe Biden and Donald Trump in a statistical tie and such and such. That is a lie. None of those numbers make any sense on any level. So I'll put this into simple terms so that even the dumbest leftist can understand it. Joe Biden sucks in every statistical category. You can't name anything that this man has done that helps Americans. I'm not talking about special interests, that helps Americans or our partners. Nothing. Even if you don't have the stellar first term of Donald Trump to compare Biden to, he still registers as the worst president in American history. The man who supposedly brought decency, the stripper, to the White House, right? A brain-dead moron whose do-nothing record as a senator and VP should have disqualified him from further public humiliation, because that's what we're suffering, and that's what he's suffering. Public humiliation. And I chuckle every time I think that the best the Democrats could garner when they considered who to replace Trump with in the coup is a pathological liar who uses his drug-addicted, sex-addicted son to run the family's corrupt business. That family is fit for Maury. But he can't hide in the basement anymore, can he? Joe Biden has a record. And sadly for him, outside of that first Trump presidency year, that he lived on Trump's muscle memory, the Biden era has marked one of the worst economic periods in American history. And I say to you, it's worse than even the Great Depression. We just don't know it because we borrowed so much money. And worse, Joe Biden ruined Donald Trump's foreign policy exploits and has America on the brink of World War III. And for this reason, his approval among Democrats has fallen to the lowest of his presidency, according to a new Gallup poll. This isn't me talking. This is the people talking. And I want you to go back to the first segments that we talked about this particular hour, where Dean Phillips said, I'm not trying to get people to primary Joe Biden because I don't like Biden. This is what the people want. Well, it's partially true. Yeah, it is what the people want. But the rest, the full truth is, he does not like Joe Biden's policies. Neither does Gavin Newsom, and neither does the Democratic Party. None of them do. 11-point decline with Democrats for Joe Biden. They say falling to 75%. So in other words, they say 86% of Democrats, a month ago, liked him. And I cry complete BS over that. I'm not buying that 86% of Democrats approved of Joe Biden at any point in his political career. And I pointed out many times during the coup of 2020, after every Democrat dropped out of the primary, Joe Biden didn't get more than 85% in any state thereafter. None. And in Georgia, that's the one that sticks out. 57% of the Democrats voted for Joe Biden in the primary, and he ran unopposed. Now, if these polls are truthful, I suspect Biden might be in the high 60% approval for Democrats, at best. And that's because, you know, they're trained. They're idiots. They've been trained. Okay. They're idiots. They might as well have a string in their backs.
I love Joe Biden.
They don't. Trust me. Among independents, Biden's approval rating fell 4 points to 35%. Let me make this clear to you. 65% of independents don't like Joe Biden. You want the number here in Arizona? Independents outnumber Republicans who outnumber Democrats. So independents, 1.5 million Arizonans, don't like Joe Biden. 65% of those 1.5 million. Overall, his approval rating slipped to 37%, a 4-point decline since September, according to this Gallup poll. His approval rating among Republicans remains unchanged, which is 5%. And I say to that, if you're a Republican and you approve of Joe Biden in any way, why are you here? Why don't you just get out? Why don't you pick another place? You're not a Republican. We should be monolithic. And I'm not telling you that in the sense of, well, Kevin, all black people should vote Democrat. Yeah, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that you can't be a Republican and espouse Republicanism, Republican ideals, and be for Joe Biden. You can't. Joe Biden is a racist. He's an anachronistic racist, and he doesn't even realize how stupidly racist that he is. He's incompetent. He's about big government. I mean, what more? There is nothing about him that represents Republican Republican. Anyway, they say the reason that Joe Biden is having these issues is his immediate and decisive show of support for Israel following the October 7 attacks by Hamas. They say that turned off some in his own party, resulting in the Democrats' worst assessment of Biden since he took office. His overall approval rating likewise matches his personal low. I don't know that I believe that. I think Israel is the least of his worries because, you know, the second war that he's involved us in with Israel notwithstanding, it's the possibility of another war with Iran. I think that has Americans wondering about Joe Biden, the warrior queen. But the biggest issue for Americans is the economy. Bidenomics, crushing all but the upper class. About 80% of Americans have to feel the strain of this of it daily. Bidenflation has broken the back of the middle class, but Joe Biden's not doing that bad. Compare things to him. I think that's his biggest issue. Because Joe Biden's feasting while other people are struggling. And there's more, but I'm out of time.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.